This week, our election series, 30 Issues in 30 Days, focuses on issues in our homes. If you have aging parents, you know how rewarding it is to be in each other's lives. But as they get older, the issues get more complicated. Much of it centers on their health and finances. Well, today, WGBH Radio's Ibi Caputo goes beyond the political rhetoric to explore how seniors, and one day all of us, will live.
Mitt Romney, an end to the Medicare promise.
What I support is no change for current retirees and near retirees to Medicare.
He plans to turn Medicare into a voucher program.
Obama has cut $716 billion from Medicare.
Turn on your TV and you'll hear it. The rhetoric of the season, Medicare. It's a big issue for our seniors, but it's not the only one.
There's a lot being said about Medicare, but not much at all being said about long-term care.
Long-term care for the elderly involves more than just access to health care. Howard Bedlin is with the advocacy group National Council on Aging.
It's a pretty broad issue that millions of families are facing and politicians aren't talking much about.
Long-term care issues include transportation, housing, and support services that help seniors with daily activities like eating, bathing, and taking the proper medication.
We're not just talking about people who currently need it, but people who may need it down the road.
That road goes further and further because we're living longer. Right now, 1 in 7 Americans are 65 or older. By 2030, that'll jump to 1 in 5. And it's no surprise most seniors want to live out their years at home. There are some things we take for granted: walking up steps, getting in and out of the tub, shopping for groceries, remembering what pills to take. But as we age, these things may become more difficult. That's where Linda Smith comes in. She's a private nurse and a geriatric care manager, and she's part of a booming service industry helping the elderly. Smith meets with families and puts together a care plan for seniors. It all starts with an initial assessment.
So I assess their whole body, their mind, their cognitive status, their functional status. How are they moving in their space? Are they unstable? Are they tripping?
Think of Smith as a life coach for seniors.
I look at their medications. Do they know about their side effects? I look at who their doctors are, whether they're showing up to appointments. Is there legal paperwork, living will? Do they need an elder law attorney? Do they need a financial planner? Are they going to outlive their money?
Money is a big issue. For seniors to stay in their home, it may take money to renovate. Things like adding grab bars in the bathroom or removing throw rugs that increase the risk of falling can be relatively inexpensive. But other things aren't, like home health aids.
You know, Medicare doesn't cover these kinds of long-term care services,
which often leaves the responsibilities to family, friends, and neighbors.
What happens is you get children of these seniors shouldering what is oftentimes an unreasonable burden.
That burden gets worse when seniors run out of money. Then they're forced to go on Medicaid, which often means moving into a nursing home. This isn't just an issue for seniors. A recent survey by the AARP shows that a lot of baby boomers worry that they won't have financial security in retirement.
Like a lot of issues, it's the middle class that gets hit the hardest, it seems, sometimes.
So what can be done to keep seniors living independently and in their homes? Congress addressed this in the 60s with the Older American Act, which provides some funding for long-term care. Bedlin says it's underfunded at a time when more seniors need help. And it gets worse. Remember that debt ceiling debate over a year ago? To avoid a government shutdown, Congress agreed for automatic cuts to take effect January 2nd. That puts long-term care for the elderly in jeopardy. Ibi Caputo, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
Our focus on seniors and housing continues today at noon on Boston Public Radio. Then tomorrow, is the cost of technology just too much? If you can't afford a smartphone, a data plan, or high-speed internet service, are you quickly becoming less informed? The fight to access media is tomorrow. We hope our election series, 30 Issues in 30 Days, is bringing more topics to light. Keep listening through Election Day on WGBH Radio and share our segments with your friends at WGBHnews.org.